Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session. Read the Word for January 12th. We welcome you today to enjoy the Book of Job with us. And we welcome you every day to join with us as we read the Bible through chronologically this year. And enjoy a whole new look at the Word. This is very interesting, putting Job right after Noah and the flood. However, that's when the book was written. And what a powerful understanding of God, his ways, and the ways of the earth that Job and his friends had. It was pretty amazing. Now, let's start with our opening prayer that we pray every time we come here. Ah, isn't that something? Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. Well, here we go. Chapter 32. Elihu is going to talk now. You'll remember 31, the words of Job are ended. So these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. Also, against his three friends, his wrath was aroused, because they found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now, because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was aroused. Verse 6. So Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young in years, and you are very old. Therefore, I was afraid and dared not declare my opinion to you. I said, age and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in a man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise. I love this. I'm getting ready to read this to you. All right. Hold on just a second. I got to find this for you. I love this. I'm going to read it out of a different translation. All right. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice. Now, I'm going to read from the Message, which isn't a translation, but it's a paraphrase, but it's really good. This is what Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, said. I'm a young man, and you are all old and experienced. That's why I kept quiet and held back from joining the discussion. I kept thinking experience will tell. The longer you live, the wiser you become. But I see I was wrong. It's God's spirit in a person. The breath of the Almighty One that makes wise human insight possible. Verse 9, the experts have no corner on wisdom. Getting old doesn't guarantee good sense. So I decided to speak up. Listen well. I'm going to tell you what I think. Now, the young guy sitting there saying, all right, all you old geezers, you didn't get it. I'm going to tell you something right now. Say it with me. The breath of the Almighty is in every one of us. That's powerful. Therefore, I say, listen to me. I also will declare my opinion. Indeed, I waited for your words. I listened to your reasonings while you searched out what to say. Attention to you. And surely not one of you convinced Job or answered his words. Lest you say, we have found wisdom. God will vanquish him, not man. Now, he has not directed his words against me, so I will not answer him with your words. They are dismayed and answer no more. Words escape them. And I have waited because they did not speak, because they stood still and answered no more. I also will answer my part. I, too, will declare my opinion, for I am full of words. Within me compels me. Indeed, my belly is like wine that has no vent. It is ready to burst like new wine skins. I will speak that I may find relief. I must open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray, show partiality to anyone, nor let me flatter any man, for I do not know how to flatter, else my maker would soon take me away. Powerful statement about those who flatter. Chapter 33. Elihu contradicts Job. But please, Job, hear my speech and listen to all my words. Now, I open my mouth. My tongue speaks in my mouth. My words come from my upright heart. My lips utter pure knowledge. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. That's not too bad an understanding for right after the flood. What happened to all the knuckleheads between then and now? Verse 5, if you can answer me, set your words in order before me. Take your stand. Truly, I am as your spokesman before God. I also have been formed out of clay. Surely no fear of me will terrify you, nor will my hand be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words saying, I am pure without transgression. I am innocent. And there's no iniquity in me. Yet he finds occasion against me. He counts me as his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He watches all my paths. Verse 12. In this you are not righteous. I will answer you. For God is greater than man. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his words. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon man, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. If you go from here to the story of Solomon had a dream. God asked him a question in his dream. He answered in the dream, and God blessed his life for the rest of his life because of what he answered him in his dream. We'll get to that. 17, in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Man is also chastened with pain on his bed and with strong pain in many of his bones, so that his life abhors bread, and his soul succulent food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones stick out, which once were not seen. His soul draws near the pit, and his life to the executioner. 23. If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show man his upright, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be young like a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and God will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy. For he restores to man his righteousness. Verse 27. Then he looks at men and says, I have sinned and perverted what was right, and it did not profit me. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things twice, three times with a man to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Give ear, Job. Listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Elihu got pretty bold as soon as he started prophesying to Job, didn't he? He went from, well, I sat here and listened, but now go ahead and talk, and I'll show you some wisdom. Chapter 34. Elihu further answered and said, hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge, for the ear test words for ourselves. No, let us choose justice for ourselves. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my justice. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight in God. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness, and from the Almighty to commit iniquity. Man, that's a powerful verse. For he repays man according to his work and makes man to find a reward according to his way. Surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. Verse 13. Who gave him charge over the earth, or who appointed him over the world? If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and men would return to dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the sound of my words. Should one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is most just? Ah. Is it fitting to say to a king, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked? He is not partial to princes, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor, for they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die in the middle of the night. People are shaken and pass away, the mighty are taken without a hand. Verse 21, for his eyes are on the ways of man, and he shall see, and he sees all his steps. There's no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he need not further consider a man that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men without inquiry, and he sets others in their places. Therefore he knows their works. He overthrows them in the night, and they are crushed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come to him. For he hears. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Whether it is against a nation or a man alone. Verse 30, that the hypocrite should not reign, lest the people be ensnared. We got a bunch of hypocrites reigning right now, don't we? 31, for has anyone said to God, I've borne chastening, I will offend no more? Teach me what I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should he repay it according to your terms? Just because you disavow it, you must choose, and not I. Therefore, speak what you know. Men of understanding, say to me, wise men who listen to me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. Oh, that Job were tried to the utmost, because his answers are like those of wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, John 10:10 in the New Testament, that's the covenant we're living in, states, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This is Jesus speaking. And he says, but I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Remember, these men are living in, they're not even in the old covenant. The old covenant hasn't even showed up yet. They're living after the flood. So they have a good understanding of God. They're just being really hard on Brother Job. And in a couple chapters, God is going to speak. And all y'all are going to listen. And it's a really good ending of Job. It's amazing. I'm loving this book. First time in my life, I'm actually loving the book of Job. Now, let's close with the prayer of salvation, because the greatest way to know who God is to have a relationship with him. He doesn't want you to have a relationship with a church or with religion or a denomination. He wants you to have a relationship with him, although you might go to a church of a specific denomination. Pray this prayer with me, and in the next 90 seconds, you'll be right with God, and you'll be on your way to a relationship with him. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you. You give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe in you, and I receive you. Put your hands up. Just receive. I receive you into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power.
I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Enjoy the life of the Holy Spirit.
Enjoy the life of the Holy Spirit.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Welcome to the kingdom of God. I'm now your brother. She's now your sister. God's now your father. According to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, you are now heir of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Welcome. So my email address is in the notes, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I encourage you to send me an email, ask me a question, anything you want to do. Let me help you walk with God every day. Remember, share this with everybody that you know. Share it with everybody you know. Let's be a blessing to the people around us so that they will know who our God is. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Till we see you again, right here on Read the Word. Remember, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you again tomorrow.